of TV food programmes seem all the more anomalous. When I pick up my Saturday newspaper and the food section offers 20 amazing recipe ideas for beetroot, my desire to even look at a beetroot is lessened, and it was never very great to begin with. Given that most people in this country are lucky enough to have sufficient to eat, it doesn't seem too complacent to suggest that with food, less is more, and the key to enjoying it is to revert to the pre-foodie era, when most of us would avoid it altogether for several hours at a time.
Andrew Martin presented this evening's essay in his series England Ejects. Tomorrow he praises gentility. That's in the essay at the same time, 10:45, and the essay is available as a free download from the BBC Radio 3 website.
The Winter Olympics on the BBC.
I am the bitter rival, the fearsome force you'll blame. I will thwart your every hope. Nature is my name. I am the dire torment, the tingle up your spine. Now cast away all pleasantries. It's time to see who'll shine.
Nature. Who will conquer it? The Winter Olympics start on Friday, the 7th of February, across the BBC.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's Tuesday, it's 11 o'clock, and time for the first of this week's editions of Lake Junction with Anna Hilda Nessett.
$0.07 cotton and a 40-cent meat. How in the world can a poor man eat? Flour up high and cotton down low. How in the world can we raise the dough? Clothes worn out, shoes run down. Old slouch hat with a hole in the crown. Back nearly broken and fingers all sore. Cotton gone down to rise no more. $0.07 cotton and $8 pants. Who in the world has got a chance? We can't buy clothes, we can't buy meat. Too much cotton and not enough to eat. Can't help each other, what'll we do? I can't explain it, so it's up to you. $0.07 cotton and $2 hose. Guess we'll have to do without any clothes. $0.07 cotton and a 40-cent meat. How in the world can a poor man eat? Mules in the barn, no crop laid by. Corn cribbed empty and the cows gone dry. Well water low, nearly out of sight. Can't take a bath on a Saturday night. No use talking, any man is beat. With 7 cent cotton and a 40-cent meat. 7 cent cotton and a 40-cent meat. How in the world can a poor man eat? Poor getting poorer all around here. Kids coming regular every year. Fatten our hogs, take them to town. All we get is 6 cents a pound. Very next day we have to buy it back. 40 cents a pound in a paper sack.
Pete Seeger, who died yesterday at 94 years old, there with 7 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. This machine surrounds hate and forces it to surrender, he had inscribed in his banjo. Welcome to Lake Junction with me, Anna Hilda Nessett, live from Broadcasting House. This edition of Lake Junction is dedicated to Seeger's memory. Next up, here's Pearls Before Swine.
Saw the world spinning like a toy, spinning like a toy. It seems so small compared to it all, so I know. Your It all comes back again. It all comes back again. Everything you do returns at last to you. So why don't you do love? Why must you stand holding your own hand? Why won't you see me? Why won't you help me? Why won't you love me?
Sarah went there. Well, I was on the way home. See, I know you go now. And I don't care. Thank you.
father.
Dean Blunt, known for being one part of the duo Hype Williams, there from his album The Rediva. Before that, Pearls Before Swine. Remember, you can go to the Late Junction website to listen again and for details of any of the tracks that I'm playing. Linda Perhax is the name of an American folk singer who retired from music after making the cult classic LP Parallelograms in 1970. But last month, after 44 years, she returned from her day job as a dental technician with the album The Soul of All Natural Things. We're going to hear Prism of Glass from her new album.
Spirals of windows and spirals of stairwells and spirals of lenses in prism of glass. Lights from the windows and lights from the stairwells and lights from the stairwells of houses of glass. While the stars fall of prisms of glass.
Jose Marti was born in 1853. When he was 17 years old, he was active in the Cuban liberation movement, and he was exiled by the Spanish governor. He spent most of his life in exile, including 12 years in New York City. He wrote 70 books, poetry, novels, polemics. He's one of the greatest writers in the Spanish language. At the age of 42, he went back to Cuba. And this is one of his last poems because he was killed within the year in an abortive uprising. After he died, people put it to a popular tune. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Antes de morir me quiero echa mis versos del alma. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Mi verso es de un verde claro y de un carmín encendido. Mis versos es de un verde claro y de un carmín encendido. Mi verso es un cielo herido que busca en el monte amparo. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. The words mean, I am a truthful man from the land of the palm trees. And before dying, I want to share these poems of my soul. My poems are soft green. My poems are also flaming crimson. My poems are like a wounded fawn seeking refuge in the forest. The last verse says, con los pobres de la tierra, with the poor people of this earth, I want to share my fate. The streams of the mountain pleases me more than the sea. Con los pobres de la tierra, quiero yo mi suerte echar. Con los pobres de la tierra, quiero yo mi suerte echar. El arroyo de la sierra me complace más que el mar. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Once more, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Pete Seeger's version of Guantanamera was intended as a peace movement anthem around the Cuban Missile Crisis. He urged people to sing it in Spanish to, and I quote, hasten the day the USA is some sort of bilingual country. That was a live recording from 1967. And if you if you go to the Radio 3 Tumblr page, we've got some nice picture there of Pete Seeger. Next up is some electroacoustic music from Niger. This album is a holy grail for music collectors in Niamey. It only existed as a handful of cassettes before the Sale Sounds label reissued it recently. Here's Lamru from Mamana Sani and his organ.
Oh,
Nick Void with a great version of Suicide's classic track Rocket USA. This Thursday, we have a treat in store. One of our exclusive Late Junction sessions with two musicians who have never worked together before meet for one day in our Maida Vale studios. Saxophonist and composer Ian Ballamy and David Rees-Williams will present a brand new work. Meanwhile, here's Ian Ballamy, his arrangement for George Butterworth's Lads in Their Hundreds, featuring June Tabor on vocals, Hugh Warren on piano, and Ian on saxophone. It's a live performance from In Tune here on Radio 3 last spring.
The lads in their hundreds to Ludlow come in for the fair. There's men from the barn and the forge and the mill and the fold. The lads for the girls and the lads for the liquor and there. And there with the rest are the lads who will never be old. Chaps from the town and the field and the till and the cart, and many to count are the stalwart, and many's the brave, and many's the handsome of face and the handsome of heart, and few that will carry their looks or their truth to the grave. I wish one could know them, I wish there were tokens to tell. Those fortunate fellows that now you can never discern. And then one could talk with them friendly and wish them farewell. And watch them depart on the way that they will not return. They stare as you like, and there's nothing to scan. And brushing your elbow unguessed at, and not to be told, they carry back bright to the coiner the mintage of man. The lads that will die in their glory and never be old. In their hundreds to Ludlow come in for the fair. There's men from the barn and the forge and the mill and the fold. The lads for the girls and the lads for the liquor and there. And there with the rest are the lads who will never be old.
Thank you. When the war broke out in 1914, George Butterworth joined up. Durham Light Infantry. He was mentioned in dispatches, awarded the Military Cross, and killed by a sniper's bullet at Pozières on the Somme on the 5th of April 1916. He was 31. Just one of the lads in their hundreds and thousands and hundreds of thousands who would never be old.
Hey, 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 hey ocean, looking everywhere. Hard times in the city, in a hard town by the sea. Ain't nowhere to run to. Free. Look on the corner, waiting for a train. Drunk, lying on the sidewalk, sleeping in the rain.
The unmistakable voice of Nina Simone. That was Baltimore. And before that, we heard Meredith Monk from the album Lady of Late. Here's a formidable trio. Two of the most uncompromising guitarists on the planet, K.G. Hino and Oren Ambarchi, jamming it out with composer and arranger and multi-instrumentalist Jim O'Rourke. This is from a forthcoming album on Ambarchi's Black Truffle vinyl label. He's given us a sneak peek. The album title is so long, I'm going to give you only the first words, Only Wanting to Melt Beautifully Away. Here it is. Keiji Haino, Jim O'Rourke and Oren Ambarchi on a forthcoming LP. And here is the same Oren Ambarchi this time playing over ZZ Top, possibly a first mention of that particular band on Late Junction, with a painful title, Milk a Cow with a Monkey Wrench. Ouch.
Thank you.
The multi-talent that is Luke Fowler, visual artist, filmmaker and musician. That was Chennai Automata from his release Foul Tapes. That music comes as a bonus of his beautiful vinyl Gold Black. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Anna Hilda Nesset. Remember, you can listen again and check out details of everything I play on our website. Next, here's saxophonist Trish Clues, who was a former Radio 3 New Generation artist. This track is one that she recorded for us in the Maida Vale studios. Trish was a student of Ian Ballamy, whose Late Junction session with David Rees-Williams we're very much looking forward to airing this coming Thursday.
Of all the ham and cheese sandwiches in the next room. And everybody used to hang around him, and I know why. They said, there before the grace of the angels. Go on. Why these mountains? Why this? Look. Look, look. You forgot to take your shoe. And there's your book. And there's your pen. Sitting on the table. Why these mountains? Why the sky? This long road. This empty room. Why these mountains? Why the sky? This long road. This empty room.
Gravity's Angel by Laurie Anderson. And before that, Trish Clues on saxophone, Gwilym Simcock on piano, and Chris Montague on guitar. Next is the National Orchestra of Mauritius, a recording from 1968.
Musumbaramba, sinamuso kumbani jali tajudi dande ada yori adu yalla miyene sinamuso ada judi dande ada yori adu yalla namiyene sinamuso sinamuso musumbarama.
Raggedy, raggedy are we, just as raggedy can be. We don't get nothing for our labor, so raggedy, raggedy are we.
Hungry,
hungry, hungry are we, just as hungry can be. We don't get nothing for our labor, so hungry, hungry are we.
Homeless,
homeless, homeless are we, just as homeless can be. We don't get nothing for our labor, so homeless, homeless are we.
Landless,
landless, landless are we, just as landless can be. We don't get nothing for our labor, so landless, landless are we.
Cowless,
cowless, cowless are we, just as cowless can be. We don't get nothing for our labor, so cowless, cowless are we. So hogless, hogless are we. Hogless, hogless are we. We don't get nothing for our labor, so hogless, hogless are we.
Union!
Union, union are we, just as union can be. We don't get nothing for our labor, so union, union are we.
We're gonna get some.
Union, union are we, just as union can be. We're gonna get some for our labor, so union, union are we.
Our last tribute to Pete Seeger on Late Junction tonight. That was Raggedy from his collection of American industrial ballads. Before that, we heard L'Orchestre National de Mauritanie with Senam Mosso. We've reached the end of this Late Junction programme here on Radio 3. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow with more diverse sounds from around the planet. But first, here is electroacoustic composer Terry Temlitz, a.k.a. DJ Sprinkles. This is Spirits Lose Your Hold from her Soullessness EP. Good night.
Finished. Mm-hmm. Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Among the many important musical anniversaries 2013 had to offer was Verdi's 200th birthday. And first of all, tonight a concert from the Paris Champs-Élysées Theatre in September 2013, which might be called Verdi Plus. To come hear the original version of the Liberame that Verdi later expanded for his Requiem, his four sacred pieces, and tenor Joseph Calleja in Verdi Romances arranged by Luciano Berio. There's also a performance of Henri Dutilleux's Mystère de l'Instant. Dutilleux died in 2013. Daniele Ligati conducts the French National Orchestra, and they set off with the Sinfonia from Verdi's Aida.